Whenever I get the hankering for a cheesesteak or a hoagie, I think of Nat's Pizza. I will visit them in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, a staple in the community since 1976, and their food is always consistently delicious. Whether you have a hankering for a hoagie, a cheesesteak, chicken cheesesteak, whatever you may call it, whatever you want, they have it. They're located in the heart of historic Doylestown, and it's been a family favorite and fixture in the borough ever since. Stop in today to sample some of their authentic Italian cuisine, from award-winning pizza and cheesesteaks to world-class wings, delicious lasagna, and scrumptious Via Veneto Italian ice. Check them out online at natspizzadoylestown.com today. Happy Saturday, Robert.
Happy Saturday to you.
How are you, sir?
Doing good. A little chilly in Omaha.
Yeah, what is going on there?
I don't know. Right now it's negative 15. Exactly.
-15?
It's not even wind chill. That's actual negative 15. I think tonight it's going to get down to negative 22 or something. And then...
Oh, my gosh.
And I think in a couple of days we're going to warm up to 8 or something. So, I was, what's the line in Planes, Trains, Automobile?
Yeah. 1. Yeah. 1. What do you think the temperature is? 1.
So, so it is pretty cold right now.
That is freezing.
It is freezing.
What is the weekly forecast? Is this a week-long event?
I think in a couple of days we're going to get to 0, and then we're going to get up to like 20-something, and then we're going to go back to like literally
the toasty 20s.
For the next 7 days, the lows are all below 0.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Yeah, I don't miss those temperatures, but I feel like anything below 20, it's all the same. It's just you can't do anything.
We got about a foot of snow on top of it, and
I
did run outside to bring the garbage back in, but I immediately always become like windy torrents or, running around and
you have your caterpillar to get into town.
Yeah.
Scatman Crothers is checking on you.
Or I walk backwards on my steps so they don't know where I went.
Where did he go?
He's gone.
You're listening to the podcast of Set Jetter Saturdays with Robert Patterson. Check out his website, of course, at setjetter.com, and on Instagram at set_jetter. Let's kick it off with what you've been watching. I haven't been watching anything but Breaking Bad, Robert, so I have nothing new to bring. But I got to say, it's always nice to revisit that show every, 5 years or so. I mean, it's only been off the air for like 10 years, but I think this is the third time I've watched it, and it's fun.
I've not revisited since the... first run, and I did not watch it live, and which I kicked myself a little bit because I think there had been a season on, or at least one, and we were at Sundance, and Aaron Paul was there, and I had no idea who he was, but this was right before Breaking Bad really took off, so I had a chance to meet him, and I just,
Yeah, that's cool. You didn't know. It wasn't blowing up yet, kind of thing.
No. I think my sister knew, and I don't know why she should have pushed me to meet him. So I have some good pictures of him. So
he's a great actor.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got a good range.
It's against my golden rules. Like, always take a picture, even if they're nobody. I mean, I did that with Chris Pine. Yeah. You know, he was kind of a nobody, and then he took off, and then
who was that? Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Before
he became. Before he was cast even as Captain Kirk. And same thing with Julia Garner from Ozark.
Oh, yeah.
She was young at the time, and she was really good. I was like, I should have taken a picture with her. Who knew that she'd be on stage with Madonna in
who would have thunk last year?
Yeah. But
yeah.
So is it holding up, or is it...
Yeah, for the most part, it's pretty good. I will say it gets a little, the devil's in the details. There are a few things where kind of... you have to suspend belief, but
yeah,
some of it's a little ridiculous. Like Gus Fring, they make him out to be like Scarface, and he is Giancarlo Esposito's a great actor and he does a good job, but they're very like, you'll never see him, you can't get to him, and I'm like, he does kind of work at the fast food place in public. Like, anybody could go in there and just pop them.
If they really want to.
Yeah.
It is one of those. Yeah. And I kind of remember at the time, I was like, oh, this feels kind of like they had a good three. They only planned for three seasons and it was so popular they had to keep going. And, you know, I'm like, well, right. Now that, and they do that with lots of shows, obviously, where it's like, well, yeah, maybe we should have just.
Looking at you, sons of anarchy.
You know, like, I think about like 6 Feet Under. I think that was also, I think, a 5 seasons.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
And that was kind of just right. And obviously they ended on a huge bang. That was just kind of my initial thoughts for Breaking Bad.
There's something special about really ending on the right note. I mean, the perfect example for me is Seinfeld. The final season, they're hitting on every cylinder in every episode. Yeah. It's like the best season there is, and they just ended it. And Breaking Bad, I feel like ended kind of when Gus Fring died, sort of like
that was
okay. Like The Office ended for me when Michael Scott left, but the show really peaked when Jim and Pam got married. That's an example of what not to do, I think, is The Office kept going for like an extra 4 seasons and it just got so bad, you know. But what about you? What have you been watching?
A couple documentary or series documentaries, I guess. So Never Surrender, a Galaxy Quest documentary.
Ooh,
it's actually called that. Yeah. So I think I've seen it before and I kind of just like, oh, let me give this a watch. And I'm pretty sure I've seen it, but it felt new to me. So It is nice to see that. And I think, at the end, in December of this year, December 24, it'll be its 25th anniversary, which is crazy.
That is crazy. 25 years since Galaxy Quest came out. Where does the time go?
I don't know. And I feel like they can kind of do, at one point they had been talking about doing a follow-up, but I think after Alan Rickman passed away, then they thought it's,
can't do it without Hans Gruber.
Pass, you know. So, but yeah. But I do feel like, is there something meta that they can do? You know, like, I mean, the series, they don't explicitly say it, but, you know, I think it was supposed to be maybe a 60s or 70s, you know, it was probably 25, 30 years ago from when the movie was supposed to take place. And I'm like, well, now we're another generation ahead of that. But anyway, it's good. And
there could be something meta where it's set in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's great because they actually have interviews with Sigourney and everybody, and you know, once you get hurt,
you turned me on to that movie. I never saw it until it was on my homework, and I loved it.
Everybody loves that movie, but anyway,
they really do.
So I would recommend checking that out. And then I kind of got hooked on, I started watching The Center Seat, 55 years of Star Trek.
How's that?
It is good. It's 11 episodes, I think. Yeah, so it's a, you know, you can kind of pick and choose and so forth. So it came out last year, from what I can tell, or 2022 rather. Gates McFadden does the narration, and she's really good, and they're kind of on top of it. And kind of like the documentary I was talking about last week, they leave in the not so good stuff, like, oh, these people hated each other on set, you know, and
really?
And some of the actresses, like, she goes, well, I did not have a good time, you know, like, so it's kind of, it's not this glossy of like, we were such a family, and, you know, like, but it is kind of like, you know,
my son was like my real life son.
Yeah. So I kind of appreciate that, you know, maybe it's because it's been long enough that they've like, you know, like, let's just tell the real story, you know, warts and all. So
I like that, which I like sometimes.
But yeah, so
it's welcoming.
And I wasn't going to watch it, but I binge watched pretty much Ted, the new follow-up series on HBO, based on the Ted movies.
How was it?
I loved it.
Yeah, McFarlane was just talking about that.
I did not think I would. But I caught myself laughing and laughing and laughing.
Ted.
So Max Burkholder plays John Bennett, kind of the younger version of Mark Wahlberg. It takes place in the 90s. So it's kind of one of those, obviously, kind of throwback. Of course, to me, the standout is Alana Ubach as his mother. and she can do.
Okay.
She obviously she's in it. Well, she does a lot of voiceovers, whatever. And my favorite role of her is in waiting as the waitress. So love her.
Oh, yeah.
There's moments in here I rewound like three times just quickly, just to kind of get a giggle out of a line. So I actually may have just rewatch it.
Oh, wow. That good. I'm going to jump on board that train.
I don't know. And maybe it's just me. But and the other interesting thing is that it's not. On one hand, it does a little bit throwbacks, you know, when they have establishing stuff, do, you know, and I was like, oh, that's pretty intentional, if you know Seth MacFarlane, you know, because they just don't do that anymore, you know.
Oh, like, yeah. No, of course.
And everything. But some episodes are like 22 minutes long and some are like 40 minutes long. Like they're not constrained to like, we need to do this in a certain time.
Oh, period. They're not consistent. They can just do whatever.
I kind of love because, you know, like what if the story determines that's the length of the episode? So
I like that. Yes, like, that is cool. I can't think of another example where they do that formula.
I don't know. Probably some BBC series might kind of do that, but I feel like they still, you know, they have the constraints. Yeah. And there's like, well, no, you don't have to do anything.
You don't.
So I hope it gets good enough. I don't know if it does well or how the HBO determines how many people are watching or if it's kind of economical to do, but.
That's a good point.
I kind of
like that though. I'm gonna check out that TED series on Max, right?
Yep, it's on Max. So see what you think. So that's what
I will.
Yeah,
I will. Oh, by the way, Napoleon is now available to rent, Robert. If you're not washing your hair,
I might be watching TED again before I watch. Is Napoleon kind of like TED?
It's the same book.
Exactly. They should just add Ted in there.
And I don't want to lose you as a friend, so I'm not going to recommend to watch that. I just got a notice, though, that Governor Pillen declared state of emergency today in Nebraska.
Well, it is cold. So
4 hours ago, crippling storm. Is Governor Pillen, not to get political, is he's a newer governor? I mean, I don't know.
He is a relatively new governor from Ricketts. Oof. Yes.
Is Pillen better than Ricketts in the state?
He listens more, but that's it.
It's the same kind of devil. Got it.
Actually, I was supposed to go to a on Monday of this week. I was supposed to go to a signing with him, and I just went back. I was like, I don't know if I can do it. We had a snowstorm, so that kind of got me an easy out. I was like, I don't know if I want to be in a picture with him. But
That's,
you know, I'd be like doing that.
Yeah,
like, the Ron DeSantis smile. Like,
I don't know if I want to be in a picture with.
Yeah, I was like, oh, just put me at the end so you can crop me out. I don't know, but he does listen more than our previous governor, but.
I guess, a step in the right direction. From Omaha.com, they said Nebraskans, primarily in the eastern part of the state. Are you in the eastern part of the state?
Yes.
Are dealing with a combination of heavy snow, blowing snow, and sub-zero temperatures. I love how I'm telling you this as if you didn't know what's going on outside your window.
Oh, really?
But he said the wind chill is crippling. The snow blowing is crippling. The best thing we can do right now is to stay home and stay in your house. Yeah, no shit. I mean,
that is,
let's get off the streets, kid. Yeah. The governor said so.
So we've had like this past
week. I hope everybody's okay.
Yeah. So we've had three snow days. So Monday, Tuesday, we got quite a bit of snow. And Monday, Tuesday was not too bad. So we do have something called, they call the Oma Dome here. And I did send you a Facebook link just now.
What is the Oma Dome?
Sometimes weather will just go around us, and people call it the Omaha Dome or the Oma Dome.
Inside the dome.
Yeah, and so literally you'll see some radar, and it goes right around.
Oh, my gosh.
Around our area. So
the Oma Dome.
So it happened on Monday, and then Tuesday we got some snow, and then Thursday night they were declaring all the snow, and literally for the first 8 hours, the Oma Dome was in effect, where you see this huge snowstorm, and like literally it'll just branch off right before Omaha and go around us. And then eventually around midnight, it caught up with us, and we actually did get quite a bit of snow, but it is kind of a weird
yeah
phenomenon.
That's amazing. I'm looking at stuff on the Omidome right now. That's the title of tonight's show, the Omidome. That's amazing.
yeah, if you Omidome. Go further back in line, because they have pictures like, do I look good in this? Do I, you know, because they keep showing all the radars of going around Omhavda. It doesn't always happen, but yeah, anyway.
But it's a phenomenon that happens.
It's a weird thing, yeah.
I remember the blizzard of 93 back when I was 12. We had off for, I think, like 2 weeks because it was cumulative 9 feet of snow over like several days. It was glorious. It was right after Christmas vacation. We went back to school for like a day or two, and then we were back out for like 2 weeks. It was like amazing.
You know, if
kids, you have snow is so much better as a kid. Am I right?
Yeah, it's always the way. So if you have food, electricity, you're good. You know, just do nothing and so forth. And well, back then, you didn't even have to work. You know, there was no.
Right. There was no
tapped
remote.
Into everything. Yeah. So
simpler days.
But yeah. So anyway, so pretty soon we'll be up to one.
We'll be up to one. We'll stay safe, and I hope, you know, everyone stays is careful and stay safe in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a segment called Guess the Movie by the Tagline, and I'm in the hot seat tonight for a magical quiz.
Yeah.
Which I love these segments. We both had one, but yours is going to be better, so I'm in the hot seat tonight, and I love it.
So a couple things. So usually for new listeners, the first one or the first couple are relatively easy. And it's more or less we kind of decide to do a theme. Before, we've kind of had themes where it's years and so forth. But anyway, it's the question asker that decides the year or the theme. So are you ready?
I am ready. I love this segment. Yes, sir.
We'll start super easy.
Okay, softball it up.
In space, no one can hear you scream.
Alien. We're 1979.
Correct. But
once you said in space, I was hoping it was Alien.
So I'll give you the second one and we'll figure out if there's a theme. This time it's war.
Aliens, 1986.
Correct. So
okay.
We're doing the Alien Plus is what I'll say.
I like it. Alien Plus.
And there will be multiple. So when you go back and edit, you can take out the ones you want. But I have quite a few here. So there might be multiple ones from Alien. There might be multiple ones from Aliens and so forth.
Oh, cool.
And we're even doing in the verses as well. So.
Oh, perfect.
Some of these are really strange. And for any listeners, I took them right from IMDb. So I didn't do any super research or whatever. So whatever IMDb says.
It's legit.
Right or wrong. Here it is. So, and some of these are just strange. So, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Alien 3.
Alien versus Predator.
Oh, enemy. Okay, that makes sense. Enemy of my enemy is my friend. Okay.
Times the suspense. 3 times the danger. 3 times the terror.
Alien 3.
Alien 3. What if it was something like, no, it's Alien. No, it's kidding.
I still love the Alien 3 poster with the green.
Cool. It's a fantastic poster. And Beyond Salvation.
That is Alien Resurrection.
That is correct. Good one. That was kind of a random thing. So.
And kind of the salvation, the resurrection, the religious kind of connotations.
Death has a beginning.
That is Alien. That is Prometheus.
That is correct. You're doing fantastic.
I'm an alien guy.
Big things.
What that means. I'm an alien guy.
Apparently you are. Big things have small beginnings.
That is. Big things have small beginnings is Predators.
That is Alien Covenant.
Oh, I should know that.
Probably the least known and least revisited because when it's more recent.
I only saw it once.
Yeah.
Do you visit it ever, Robert?
No. I was so upset at many things in that movie. I was just like, what are we doing here, people? especially I remember it, and I think we've talked about this before, in the trailer, like they have couple in the shower scene, and kind of like a slasher thing. And, you know, and during the movie kind of ended, and you're like, oh, did they just cut that out? And like, nope, we're still going. I'm like, oh, I should have known. You know, like, he's still in the house. Anyway.
The comic books, the Aliens comic books, they actually have been taking more cues recently from like Friday the 13th and certain slashers as an ode to the 80s, which even though they're not, they're 80s movies, they're, or Aliens is an 80 movie. It's not a slasher. I don't, they take cues. I don't know why.
In 1979, we discovered in space, no one can hear you scream. In 1992, we will discover on Earth, everyone can hear you scream.
Everyone can hear. Alien versus Predator?
It is Alien 3. So even though they actually did not go to Earth, that was one of the first taglines. And everybody got all excited because they had the egg above Earth and saying, we're going to Earth. And we never did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So they just kind of.
Oh, my gosh. You're absolutely right.
So I remember because
they're talk about misleading the public.
They're going to trip it up. So here's something a little bit similar, but in space, no one can hear you scream. On Earth, it won't matter.
On Earth, it won't matter. Is that Alien versus Predators?
It is Alien versus Predator. Requiem? Requiem, yes. So
yeah.
I'll still give you
In the Colorado.
Yes.
Yeah. Woods.
Yeah. And some of these, so I love this next one, even though it gives you no clue, but I just kind of like the tagline. It's already too late.
It's already too late. Oh, is that Alien Resurrection?
That is.
Okay. Yeah, it is already too late. Too late to do some editing to salvage that film.
Yeah. Pray you die first.
Alien versus Predator.
That is Alien Resurrection as well.
Oh,
you're thinking as the audience member that you wanted to pray you die before you have to watch
please,
this movie
right away.
The
Sulaco.
Yeah. Sometimes the scariest things come from within.
That would be Alien 3.
That would be Alien.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Good. I like this quiz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bitch is back.
Oh, that is Alien 3.
That is Alien 3. So they're really pushing on that. If you loved Aliens, you'll like Alien 3.
Exactly. Yeah.
The last place we want to be is in the middle.
Alien versus Predator.
Requiem.
Requiem?
Yep.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of a, you know, we could call it a 2-for-1 movie. So.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good.
The origin of man is not on Earth.
Prometheus.
That is Prometheus.
Yes.
The path to paradise begins in hell.
Path to paradise begins in hell. Aliens?
That is Alien Covenant.
Covenant.
Yes.
I should know. Or I should have known that it wasn't Aliens.
Yep.
Alien Covenant. Okay.
Yep.
Solid.
This Christmas, there will be no peace on Earth.
It's so funny when they put Christmas in the titles for marketing.
Yeah.
Like, we need to recoup our money. We know you're not working. Please come see it.
Yeah.
This Christmas, there will be no peace on Earth. That would be Alien versus Predator Requiem.
That is correct. So,
okay.
What
a weird tagline.
It is kind of, you know, because you're like, oh, what should we see for Christmas? How about Alien? How about that new Alien versus Predator movie?
I'm going to go see Polar Express. You know, Alien versus Predator.
Oh, yeah. There are some places in the universe you don't go alone.
That would be, I want to say, and I'm going to get this wrong, but I want to say it's the original Alien.
That is Alien.
Okay, because you're not going alone.
Yeah, you're bringing the whole, you're bringing all the troops.
You're bringing the Space Marine Corps.
Yes.
Move it up, move it up, move it up.
This time it's hiding in the most terrifying place of all.
The Republican Party. This time, that's Alien 3.
That is Alien 3.
Hiding in her belly.
This time, there's more.
Is that a real tagline?
That is.
That would be Aliens then.
That would be Aliens.
Yeah. It's by blind luck that a salvage team found you. Has no one discussed this with you? 57 years.
I don't recognize this place.
And
speaking of, I am wearing a Jonesy shirt.
Oh, Jonesy! Come here! Where were you? Come here, Jonesy! Oh, that's such a great shirt.
I think should we still tell our cats, and you, you little shit.
And you, you little shit.
We leave the house, yeah.
I still talk, what she said to Jonesy when I hold my cats. I go, where you been? Where you been? Like, if they come out from somewhere. That's what you do. Where were you?
But yeah, every once in a while, Wendy and I are both going, and you, you little shithead, you're staying here.
We got to go to the store. You, you little shithead, you're staying here. Kiss that goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, you know, and now I'm just thinking Jonesy's probably like, I wonder when she's coming back. There should be a whole spinoff. I'm just their comic book spinoff on Jonesy at the space station or wherever she's at waiting.
Right. Right. Jonesy just looking out at the fake foliage.
Jonesy looking at pictures of her deceased children. Like, oh,
Jonesy.
What happened to them?
Poor Jonesy. Got 8 lives left.
We came from them. They will come for us.
Prometheus?
That is Prometheus.
Okay. All right.
Witness the creation of fear.
Alien Covenant.
That is Alien Covenant. And my favorite.
Nice.
Whoever wins, we lose.
Alien versus Predator.
That is Alien versus Predator. So.
All right.
Good job. Fantastic.
Thanks.
You know your aliens.
50% of those was a good solid guess.
Well, you did.
My Requiem.
You guessed well.
Thank you. That was a great quiz. My Requiem and Covenant history is a little foggy, so.
Yeah, it's kind of a. I feel like I should rewatch Covenant at some point.
Me too.
They had some good visuals. I remember the same thing. You know, you get suckered in by the trailer. And I remember they had the xenomorph on the outside of the ship. It was like raining. You know, they were still in the atmosphere. And I was like, oh, maybe this could be good. And then you see like, Paul, is that you? You know, like, what are we doing?
Paul. What's the deal with the new alien film that they have coming out?
Well, I can't remember. I think there's a show and a movie, and they're both, I think, slated to be this year, if I still remember correctly. But
okay,
I'm afraid to look. I'm sure we'll get a trailer soon, and then we're gonna have to do this quiz all over again.
All over again. Oh, so exciting. Do you visit the original Alien ever?
Not since I got the latest Blu-ray, I think, I used to like it quite a bit, and I was one of those, you know, when you're younger, I'm like, oh, which is better, Alien or Aliens? And obviously Alien is kind of more the haunted house kind of version, version, but obviously Aliens is just kind of a strong action film. So, and Aliens has obviously more heart than...
I think so.
Alien, obviously people are just yelling at each other.
Well, I think they're beautiful, a beautiful sequel in relation to the first. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a completely different film. You know, they're not trying to rehash the same thing. They took it in a completely new direction. It could have been a new film altogether, you know.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been as good, but it's...
And I did appreciate Alien Resurrection at the time. It kind of gets a bad rap, but I thought Sigourney was mostly good in it, and they kind of did the best they could. But
yeah, I can see that.
It's what
I remember when it came out. It was the idea that they cloned her and stuff. It was kind of cool for '97 or whenever that was. The basketball scenes were okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Ron Perlman didn't mess it up, I still haven't forgiven him for that. He broke character, and that's why they have to cut away immediately, because she got it in. I think they had been doing multiple times, and
Ron Perlman?
Yeah, because he was so excited, and it was like, he upped up the shot, and then And then I guess I get mad at him because I saw some behind the scenes. I think it was Sons of Anarchy or something, like my sister was watching, bloopers, whatever. And a crew member accidentally walked into the shot, and you could tell he was pissed. And I'm like, "You have no room to talk, mister."
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that about that. He broke character in Alien Resurrection. Yeah,
that's why they do this quick cutaway, and they should have. Nowadays, they could probably just morph so you could, the scene keeps going and so forth. But, you know.
Oh,
but
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
She did. I gotta watch that. Yeah. Sons of Anarchy. Those him doing that.
I never watched any of that, but
no.
Anyway,
it's good. It's one of those shows though that they really kept it going. It got more and more ridiculous by the final season. They were wasting like 30 people an episode, and I'm like, the cops would get you. Like, you're already in a gang. Like, you can't waste all these people in daylight in California and like walk away.
Nobody would notice. It wouldn't become a thing.
At one point, they, like, tie up cops and, like, we got them, and they drive away. It's like, cops don't just forget that. Like, yeah. They know your face. They'll get you.
I think that might make national news. I don't know.
Right. And they knew who they were. Like, they pulled them over, and then they, like, switched the tables, and that was the end of it. It's like, no, that's a felony against an officer. They get kind of mad about that.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes get a little upset, you know.
But then they're just showing Jax, like, we got to go get the Niners up in Stockton, Tara. And you're like, oh, these guys. But
so let me ask, have you watched True Detective? I know this weekend, this Sunday, the new series is coming out, season.
You know what? I did start watching the first season a little while ago, and I only got through like 2 episodes. So no, but gotcha. I will be watching. Yeah.
So
are you a fan?
Well, I have not watched it, but obviously I might tune in for Jodie Foster, you know, because
We'll
kind of see what she has to do. And still can't believe she didn't come back for Clarice the series.
Yeah, right. Why doesn't she want to come back to leave her mark, Robert?
They should have just de-aged her badly. And just got to do the Harrison Ford where, like, it doesn't sound like the voice of a 26-year-old.
Yeah, right. Oh man. I see that Jodie Foster, True Detective. That's a good reason to tune in for it.
Yeah, I thought, you know. And I think it takes place in Alaska or somewhere, so it's probably a good negative 20 degree day thing to do.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, of course. And finally we have a segment called Blind Man's Bluff. This is where we go to setjitter.com, and of course I just lost the bookmark that I had up. So I'll just refresh the listeners. This is where we go to Robert's website, like I said, on setjitter.com, and we pick a random page and we talk about, we revisit Robert's work on his site. Okay. Robert, are you ready for this one, sir?
I think so.
Okay. Hey, bud, let's party. This movie celebrates its anniversary today, originally released on August 13th, 1982.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes, there it is.
I was like, I know this. I was between two movies, and I had to wait till you say the year. So,
thank you for figuring that out, because I didn't know what else to do from there.
No, that was like, oh, that was it. So,
that was it.
Yeah, and this is a pretty empty page, if I remember right, because I have not done too many. There's people that are really into this movie that go in and get pictures of the water fountain and all that, but I have not done.
Oh, really?
That. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or the baseball field and so forth. But yeah.
Oh, sure. But this is Ridgemont High is actually Van Nuys High on Cedros Ave in Van Nuys.
Often used high school.
Yeah, this isn't a few other things.
And it looks exactly the same.
Exactly the same. This is Brad and Stacy's house. This is in Welby Way in Canoga Park.
Yep. So people used to kill. People, I think, flew a drone into these people's backyard at the time to get to see the pool. And they'd have a transition of owners. And I think the owners have been letting people in the backyard to see the pretty infamous pool scene. Or
oh, yeah.
Well-remembered pool scene. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very iconic. Mike's apartment. It's in North Hollywood.
Looks exactly the same. Well, not quite.
It really does. Yeah, but yeah. Unsurprisingly.
You can just kind of tell. Yeah, it just reeks of North Hollywood, yeah.
It really does. The bowling alley is West Manchester in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so I remember this was not a particularly pleasant place, but then, yeah, and then she walks across the street to the abortion clinic, which also looked remarkably the same at the time. Yeah.
It is funny. No infrastructure in LA. Just keep doing it. There he is, Judge Reinhold. This is... Well, you really went all over the place for this.
Yeah. Oh, here comes one of your favorite lines.
Unfortunately, it has now been demolished. We're talking about, of course, the hospital. Was this a hospital in real life, Robert?
Yeah, I think it was hospital in real life down in Inglewood, and then it was shut down, and then everybody shot there for a while. I think even some Halloween
True Detective
stop at that one as well. But but yeah, so now it
is. Yeah, look at those prices.
Yeah, it was, you can tell how old.
A dollar, yeah.
It was, yeah, $1 for parking.
That's amazing. Convenience stores in Santa Monica Boulevard.
And now I think it's a used car place, or it was at the time.
Okay, all right. Oh, here you are, Judge Reinhold. This is, where is this, Robert, that you met with that great shirt?
It's one of the Horror Hound conventions, so. And I remember at the time, I actually have his pants from Arrested Development.
Do you really?
Yeah, so I actually brought those pants, and I have another picture of me and him holding his pants, which is kind of strange. But any sign that the costume tag that came with it, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Do you revisit this movie a lot? Or?
I have not in a long time. I might stop and pause on it when it's on cable or your hotel room or something like that when I'm watching, but otherwise.
Oh.
But yeah, so Forrest Whitaker there.
We all know him from Body Snatchers, of course.
Yes. That would be a good rewatch.
That would be a good rewatch. The great Sean Penn. Oh.
And there's me and Sean Penn and Amy Schumer.
Oh, that's so cool. This is at Madonna.
Yeah, that's me in the white hat.
Where? Oh, that this is you right here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So where, actually, I had to
what
give
venue
up.
Was this?
I had to give up my place. This is in Vancouver, one of the Rebel Heart shows, and I was right at the point of the end of the Heart kind of runway. And Live Nation came down right before the show started and asked if I would move over a foot because they have a special guest. And I'm like, I guess. And I was like, well, who is it? And like, we can't tell you. I'm like, all right. So lights go down and Sean Penn and Amy Schumer and a bunch of other actors and stuff like and Guy O'Siri kind of all piled in. So,
oh, that's so cool.
I watched the show with them. So.
Did Madonna, did Sean Penn beat up Madonna like he did in the 80s?
Or? He did not. So, but this was the second show that he saw on this tour. So people thought, oh, is something happening again? So, and the thing is,
they're
I do
amicable.
Remember because the girls next to me, were talking before the show. And then during little interludes, they're like, oh, she knows you. And like, you know, because she recognizes fans and kind of gives them love and so forth. So, but I blame Sean because there was during, I think it was like a prayer or something like that. There's, she would Morris go and grab the hand of the person at the tip of the triangle, you know, of the heart. Yeah. And so it was me, you know, and so she knows, you know,
she knows you.
Me. Yeah. And so I had my hand out, you know, and she saw me, she was making a beeline right for me. And then right before she got there, Sean put out his hand.
What?
Literally right next to me, and she took
How
his hand
rude.
Instead. I'm like, you can hold her hand anytime. But anyway.
Right. That is rude. How dare him?
How dare him? So
I like that she knows you, and she did that. You should have, what are you going to do? You can't do anything in that situation. Yeah. But
he would just punch me.
Thanks, Sean Penn.
Oh, so, you know, and I did, he was in Omaha shooting some pickup scenes, I think, for the assassination of Richard Nixon. So,
oh, sure.
So I remember we were going to a bar one night and they were setting up all the lights right outside the bar, literally. And people were like, oh, you know, and so, and then it was taking too long. We went to another bar and came back and there's a crowd had gathered and they hadn't started shooting yet. And I remember I was like, well, where is he? And he was like literally probably 8 feet from me. I didn't even recognize him.
Oh, really? He didn't.
Yeah,
he was.
He had this kind of wig, curly wig, and kind of mustache, whatever. And he was like tiny. He seemed really tiny at the time.
Kind of
scrappy and so forth. But I remember at the time, like, that's the closest I will ever get to Madonna.
To Madonna.
I didn't know at the time.
You didn't know.
I did
that's
not.
So
know.
Interesting.
But he had He had originally shot the Indian Runner in Omaha and Plattsmouth. And then
Okay.
Then
I didn't know I never saw the assassination of Richard Nixon.
Yes, yeah, so it was supposed to take place, I think, in Pennsylvania, actually. And they did some scenes here in Omaha. I think based on Sean's recommendations to the director. So he didn't direct that one. He just starred in it. So
I knew it had something to do with Pennsylvania, because when it was the movie was coming out, there was something in the local paper about, I don't know if they filmed something in the area with Sean Penn or something in the movie was supposed to take place at some spot, but there was some movement on that. Is that a good film?
That movie? I don't remember. And you think I would have done locations for it since I watched them film, and I do not.
Oh, okay.
I should add it to my to-do list of, this is, I told you where I'm bad at Omaha films. I'm like, oh yeah, they did shoot.
Oh, right, right. There.
Yeah. So, but,
Omaha films.
I think I have it on DVD, so maybe I'll add that to my homework to kind of give it a list.
Yeah, I'll take a look too after you and I are both done doing a live watch together of Napoleon.
Oh,
friends don't let friends watch Napoleon. Can't do it.
I want
you to watch it sometime just to get your reaction. I want to see if it makes you angry like Krampus did.
Maybe. I don't know. Well,
it won't make you angry like that.
No. Krampus is it more? I picture it more as an insomnia. You know, you can't sleep. I'm like, why do I put on Napoleon? And that should.
Oh, yeah.
I would think it would knock you out. I don't know. But
it could. Yeah. It'll knock you out. Interesting. Well, that'll be our show tonight, Robert, unless you had anything else, sir.
That is all I have.
Well, stay safe. I hope the weather, you know, passes and there's no problem. I feel
eventually
stay warm there.
I will do that
in Eastern NE.
And
well, thank you.
I'm sure it's a chilly 58 degrees in LA. So
52.
Oof.
Yeah.
Watch. Bring your pets inside.
Yes. Cover up. Get your booties on, people, because it's cold outside. All right. Thank you for listening to the Podcastle's Set Jetter Saturdays, everyone. And we will see you on the set.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker here, bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come. But he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't